Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Taylor. Good morning, kids commuters, and welcome to day two of Don Quixote Week on Kids Commute. If you're thinking about our Quizlet, stick around. We'll have a hint for you coming up later in the show. So all week, we're hanging out with our well-intentioned but loony friend, Don Quixote, who read too many novels about knights and decided he was one. So what's something every knight needs? Every knight needs a squire. A squire is like an assistant or a sidekick, and Don Quixote's squire is a farmer named Sancho Panza. Sancho is very important because he's kind of the voice of reason who sees things the way they really are when Don Quixote does not. For example, one day, Don Quixote is riding along, and he says to Sancho, "Hey, you see those giants over there? I must fight them." And Sancho's like, "What giants?" And Don Quixote says, "Those giants over there, waving their long arms around." And Sancho says, "Sir, those aren't giants. Those are windmills." Now, this is true. They are windmills. But Don Quixote is so far gone, he decides he's going to tilt with them. Tilting is another word for jousting, a sport where knights ride at each other with long, pointy sticks and try to knock each other off their horses. So this is where we get the phrase, tilting at windmills. If you're tilting at windmills, you're fighting against an enemy that isn't really there. It's also where we get the title for the movie and the band, They Might Be Giants. So here's Don Quixote, tilting at windmills. Don Quixote tilts at windmills, in music by German composer Richard Strauss. It's time now to check in with our Quizlet. Miguel de Cervantes' novel, Don Quixote, inspired many other works of art, including a Broadway musical that features this song.
To right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar.
What's the name of the musical? Here's a hint. The musical opened on Broadway in 1965. What was the name of the show? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. A quick note on that, to make sure we have enough prize packs for everybody, you'll need to wait 30 days between wins before we send you a new one. Although, I will tell you, I did replace one prize pack for a kiddo because her 2-year-old sister slobbered on it. I'm not made of stone, you know? All right, y'all, that's it for today's edition of Kids Commute. We'll see you tomorrow, or as Don Quixote would say, hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.